Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. For those of you who don't live around here, we have been following with sadness a story from one of our families, family of Bo Johnson. Bo is a young man who last year discovered that he has leukemia. And things were going well. He was being treated for this disease, and he seemed to respond to the disease very well. All the treatments were going fine until they found that he had another condition where the cancer attacked his bones. And this past week, we read that he has been taken home for hospice care. And this has been a very difficult time for this community. If you notice on the street, you'll see a lot of orange ribbons. That's in honor of Bo Johnson. And so I was thinking about this week when I wanted to prepare the service, what do you say when there are no answers? I not only thought of this young man, but I have been present with people who have lived many years and their quality of life is zero, and they ask, why can't I die? And these are life's questions that are so difficult for us, because we have on the one hand a young boy who desperately wants to live, who has a loving family, who has his life ahead of him and it's being cut short. And then we have on the other hand people who have lived a long time and they're suffering and death will not come. There are no easy answers. What do you do? I think of the disciples. When they were with Jesus, and here they were with the miracle worker, the man who could do everything, including still a raging storm, and yet they could see that he was helpless and weak, and he had gone to pray, to beg for his life. This is not the Jesus that they had encountered for 3 years, the can-do man, the man that they followed. And in Luke adds one little detail to the story that we know so well of Jesus sleeping in the garden and the disciples, Jesus praying and the disciples sleeping. And we often think that the disciples just were unaware of Jesus' agony. But Luke adds a little detail. He said they were sleeping out of grief. They didn't know what to say. They didn't know what to do. It's like a lot of us here when we're faced with these huge issues in life that have no easy answers and we don't know what to say or do. When the psalmist had his problem, we don't know what it was, but it had to be pretty awful because he says, I've been crying day and night. And it seems like his friends and enemies were asking the same question. Where's your God in all of this? Have you ever had that question asked? Where is God in all of this? And the psalmist gives us a clue as to how to answer that. He doesn't say, well, it's God's will. He doesn't say, well, God has his own purposes and I'll figure it out sometime. What he says is, I will put all my hope in God, because one day I will turn around and praise him. He had no idea how it was all going to work out, but he knew he was going to pin all his hopes on God. When the Apostle Paul was facing his final days, here's a man who had amazing faith in God. Here was a man who was instrumental in healing people, in bringing people the gospel. And yet he was helpless in prison. And the Bible says that there were people that abandoned him, Christian people who abandoned him in prison. When I read about Demas, who loved this world, I often thought it meant that he was drawn by the allure of riches. But then I realized in the time that Paul was speaking, to be a Christian was to put your life on the line. And I realized that he literally loved this life. And that's why he abandoned Paul, because he didn't want to die either. I could understand it then when he said, at my first defense, nobody came to speak for me. I understood that because his friends didn't want to be put in prison and executed, because that was Paul's destiny. And yet, what did Paul say? Did he say, you know, I've worked hard for Jesus most of my life, and this is the thanks I get? Now, he said, God was with me and gave me strength. There are no easy answers in life, and I cannot give you any pat answers. And I think when we try to do that, it just makes people angry. But this one thing I do know, that God never abandons us in our darkness, that he is with us and strengthens us for things that we cannot imagine. One day I was traveling home. I was about 4 or 5 hours from home. I was in the car with Mom, and we were traveling back on a big highway, and night had fallen, and we knew we were going to get home a little late, but we were still in good shape. And as we're driving and it's nighttime, all of a sudden, a blanket fog came over our car. It was one of those ground fogs that rise up, and it was as if somebody had taken a blindfold and put it around my eyes while I was driving. All I saw was white all around the car. I had my mother roll down the window and peek out to tell me if I was traveling within the lines. I could not see any exit signs, so I couldn't get off the exit. I knew I couldn't stop or I'd be rear-ended. Had no idea what was going to happen, and it was the scariest moment of my life. And I started to pray, and I asked the Lord to lift the fog. Well, the fog still stayed in place, locked in place, as we creeped along that highway, praying that whoever was in back of us could see the flashing lights. As we prayed, a truck came by and came in front of us, and its cab was lit up with white lights all around the back of it. And I said, we're going to follow that truck, even if it takes us in the opposite direction. So we followed the truck, and the truck went off the exit. We went off the exit. And it led us to a sign that pointed to the hotel. So we took off in the direction of that sign. And as we came up to the hotel's parking lot, which we could not see from the road, the fog was below that, and so we could see the parking lot. And then we looked back, and there was a line of cars that had come following us to safety. And I thought of the lesson that God had for us that day. The fog never lifted, but Jesus showed us the safe way, and we were led to our destination. And that's something we need to learn, that there are times that the fog descends, that darkness descends, and we have no idea why things are. We have no idea how we're going to get through. But we know if we follow Jesus, he will take us safely to our destination. That's the hope we have for Bo Johnson. That's the hope we have for his mother, Annika. That's the hope we have for ourselves. There are people here who know what darkness is all about, who know life when there's no easy answers. But I'm here to assure us that God's strength and peace are available. One time when I was in great bitterness and I was asking that question, why? And someone said to me, and it wasn't a pastor, wasn't even somebody that I would consider faith, wasn't a church member, said, you do not do yourself any favors to turn your rage on God, because after all, isn't he the one that's going to help you through this when nobody else can? When the fog is dense, let's look toward Jesus to get us safely to our destination. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we have lifted up this family for a year. We have hoped against hope for a miracle. And we sit here today puzzled that the miracle has not happened. And yet we know and we rest in your unchanging grace, in the hope of the future of eternal life. We ask that you give us the strength to follow you, even when all is dark. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.